This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Former Vice President Joe Biden gained two crucial battleground states in his win column, while President Trump's campaign filed lawsuits against the count in several other states. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Joe Biden's victory in Wisconsin got him closer.
It's clear that we're winning enough states to reach 270 electoral votes needed to win the presidency.
Biden says he realizes not all the votes have been counted.
I'm not here to declare that we've won, but I am here to report when the count is finished, we believe we will be the winners.
The Trump campaign wants a recount in Wisconsin and is suing to stop the counting in Michigan and Pennsylvania. Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani says the problem is observer access.
The observers can be 20 or 30 feet away, never able to see the ballot itself.
Giuliani says he might file a national lawsuit to expose what he calls the corruption of the Democratic Party. I'm Ed Donahue.
As the votes continue to be counted, some of America's big cities are seeing protests over the idea that ballot counting should be ended before every vote is recorded. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
In Chicago. In New York City, arrests were reported when protesters set fires. A group of pro-Trump demonstrators disrupted a vote-counting session in Detroit, but others were there to insist every vote gets counted. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib.
We're not going to let them stop until every single vote is counted.
In Las Vegas, this man suggested the vote counting wasn't honest.
The Biden crime family steals this election.
And in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia Commissioner Lisa Dealey says she knows there's a lot of frustration.
We'll be done as soon as we're done.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
And from Washington, you're listening to VOA News.